Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A rabbi asked his students if they thought it was proper to thank Hashem for the troubles they were going through. One student replied, "I could understand that we're supposed to accept our troubles and not complain about them. But how could we thank Hashem if what's happening is hurting us?" The rabbi then said to them, "What if a doctor performed a very complicated surgery on a patient, which turned out to be very successful? Even if the surgery caused pain to the patient, he would thank the doctor profusely and forever be indebted to him. If we believe that everything Hashem does is the absolute best possible thing for us, then we should even thank him for the problems, even if they're causing pain. This is not a contradiction to praying for our troubles to go away. We thank Hashem for what happened already, and we pray that going forward we'll be able to see revealed good, and that whatever needed to be accomplished through the suffering should have been accomplished already." The pasuk in Tehillim says, "Odecha Hashem ki anitani vatehi li lishua." The Chidah, as well as many other Mefarshim, explain, in this line, David HaMelech was thanking Hashem for his Yesurin, ki inni tani, because he realized, vatehi li lishua, they were his true salvation. Although he couldn't see it at the time, he knew it was true, so he thanked Hashem even for his afflictions. The Hatam Sofer added, that thanking Hashem for Yesurim is also what brings about the Yeshuot. Thanking is an additional zechut besides for what the Yesurim accomplish inherently. When someone is experiencing trouble, he should look at it as an opportunity to show Hashem his belief in him and thank him for what he's doing. The Gemara says in Masechet Ta'anit Daf Het, anyone who can get himself to be happy with his Yesurin will bring about salvation to the entire world, which includes hastening of the coming of the Mashiach. A woman told, she got divorced and was struggling to raise the children on her own. One day, her boss fired her from her job, and shortly afterward, she was told by her landlord that she had to move out of her apartment. Two massive blows. She tried to find another apartment and another job, but neither were working out for her. She felt like things couldn't possibly get worse in her life. While speaking to her friend about it, her friend told her something she read in a book, how a person should even thank Hashem for what appears to be bad. Then she added, she went to a class and a rabbi said there that if a person will thank Hashem for a half hour for his problems, that would achieve so much and would open doors of beracha that were previously locked. She initially thought that that was absurd, to thank Hashem for what he was doing to her. But then she decided to try it. She drove to a lake one day and brought a pen and paper and started writing, "Thank you, Hashem, for the misery I'm experiencing. Thank you for me not having a job. Thank you for not having an apartment." She said, in all honesty, she was so angry about how bad things were, she did not really feel inside any of the words she was writing, but she continued doing it anyway. After 20 straight minutes of writing, she got a phone call. It was from one of the places she went to for a job interview. She was told she got the job. 5 minutes later, she received another phone call from the owner of an apartment that she expressed interest in. She hadn't received any correspondence from them since her visit. And now, 25 minutes into her thanking Hashem for her problems, they called and said, "It didn't work out with the other people we were going to give the apartment to, so we'll give it to you." She was floored, seeing how quickly the beracha poured in from her thanking Hashem for her problems. The Yisurin are good, but when a person is able to recognize that and even thank Hashem for them, they accomplish much more and are able to open new doors of blessing. Have a great day.